Dear Joachim, many thanks. Dear Professor Riesenhuber, dear Mr. Höllein, dear friends and supporters of, we say DIJ, but we can also say DIJ. it's with great pleasure and honor that I welcome you here in my function as director of DIJ. Many thanks for joining us to commemorate and celebrate the 30th anniversary of our institute. I will not go on and tell the 30-year history of DIJ. We have summarized the 30 years very concisely in a little booklet, which you will all receive when you go home. So we thought if we distribute it in the beginning, you know, you will be already looking at it and not listening to our talk. So you will get it at the end in this little bag. And there's also other material, information material, and there are two pieces of chocolate just to sweeten the memory of this event. Now, I would like to use the opportunity of addressing you here tonight by also extending my word of thanks to all of those who made this event tonight possible. Already mentioning, we already mentioned the two founders, two of the founding fathers here, Professor Riesenhuber and Professor Kreiner. I know Professor Riesenhuber since many years as a member of the German-Japan Council Forum, and I know his strong interest and passion of Japan. I'm very happy and honored that he agreed to deliver the keynote speech to us tonight, and I will come back to that shortly. Professor Kreiner, the founding director, has a very profound and broad knowledge of Japan, and his high international reputation as a Japan scholar and his high-level contacts into Japanese, not only academia, but also politics and business, provided the basis for the sound, successful establishment of the Institute 30 years ago. And his successors, Professor Irmela Hygieia-Kirchenreit and Florian Kulmers, were able to build on this foundation, and they successfully developed the Institute research agenda and strengthened its international reputation as a center of research on Japan in Tokyo. And Florian Kulmers is also with us tonight. Of course, all this would not have been possible without the wonderful hospitality and support which we received here in our host country, Japan. Japan shares with Germany the fundamental value of scientific freedom. We don't have this wonderful condition fulfilled in all of the places where we have institutes and do research. So we are happy that we share this value with Japan here in Tokyo. We benefit also from the collaboration with excellent researchers and universities and research institutes here in Japan, with whom we organize events and also conduct joint research projects. And, of course, we also benefit from the research infrastructure by having access to university libraries, which is also not common practice at all places. Our senior researchers can use the university libraries of Sophia University, Hosei University, and Waseda University. In our field studies across Japan, we encounter as well great hospitality. People respond with willingness and with patience to our questions. And one place we have frequently visited for our field studies in recent years is the city of Iida in the prefecture Nagano. I'm very happy that the mayor of Iida, Mitsuo Makino, is here with us tonight. He is probably one of Japan's most entrepreneurial local politician, and we learn a lot from his approach. I would also like to thank the many German institutions here in Japan that have been very supportive to us over the years, the embassy, the German Chamber of Commerce in Japan, the Goethe Institute, the German Academic Exchange Service, Society for East Asian Studies, OAG, the two political foundations here in Tokyo, the Konrad Adenauer Foundation, the Friedrich Ebert Foundation, and the two representative offices of the state of Bavaria and North Rhine-Westphalia, with whom we often exchange our experiences. We have always had close ties with our French counterpart, the Maison Franco-Japonaise, and we are about to conclude a memorandum of understanding between our two institutions to formalize our long-standing relationship. The list of institutions from whose generous support we have benefited also include the Japanese-German Center in Berlin and the newly appointed Secretary General, Claudia Schmitz, is also with us here tonight. We have jointly organized many German-Japanese conferences in Berlin and in Tokyo, and in fact, next week, we will hold another workshop on work style reform and gender equality. And in the mid of December, we are organizing an international conference on labor market reforms. Today provides a good occasion to thank our many generations of senior researchers and scholarship students who, through their research output, made the DIJ the international recognized center of research on Japan that it is today. Our network of alumni comprises 60 senior research fellows and over 200 PhD scholarship students. Of course, research also needs administrative support, and without our dedicated staff in the administration, the secretariat, the library, and IT, we would not be able to function. My heartfelt thanks to all of you. Finally, I would like to express my deep gratitude to the members of our advisory board, and we benefited invaluably from their experience, from their expertise, and their critical input. And four members of our present advisory board are with us tonight. Professor Ulrike Schäde and Professor Dietmar Haarhoff will later join us for the panel discussion. Professor Moritz Belz and Professor Seigo Hirowatadi are also in the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, when I assumed the position as director of the DIJ 4 years ago, I established a new research program under the title Risks and Opportunities in Japan, Challenges in Face of an Increasingly Uncertain Future. Our societies face many uncertainties and many fundamental challenges today. One important source of new risks as well as opportunities is, of course, technological change. The recent acceleration of technological progress in bioscience and neuroscience and the technological transformation associated with digitalization, connectivity, big data, and artificial intelligence are a fundamental source of the increasing uncertainty surrounding us. At the same time, these advances in technology also offer a vast potential for a better future. How can we control the risks? And how can we exploit the opportunities? The topic of tonight's keynote speech and the following panel discussion take up these questions. We are very honored and happy that Professor Heinz Riesenhuber agreed to deliver tonight's keynote speech. Professor Riesenhuber is in many ways more than qualified to do so. As Federal Minister of Research and Technology from 1982 to 1993, he over 11 years directed Germany's research and technology policy. He is, until today, the most and best remembered minister in this policy field. He continues to be highly respected and sought after as an expert, which can be seen, I counted, by the more than 19 national international awards he received until today. I suppose not all are even listed. It was Minister Riesenhuber who founded the DIJ 30 years ago, and he has been a close friend of the institutes ever since. He has at the same time always been a strong supporter of German-Japan relations, especially, but not only, in the field of technology policy. Last not but least, Professor Riesenhuber is an excellent speaker. So, dear Professor Riesenhuber, may I welcome you now up to come up to the podium and speak to us about the future of society in the context of technological change. Thank you very much.